Hello, friends. This is Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church on Morgan Road in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. At Redeemer Covenant Church, we felt God wanted us to pray for more families and children to come to our church. After praying about it, we felt God wanted us to hire a children's director. It was really by faith, because at the time, we didn't have many children coming consistently to church on Sunday. We hired an amazing young woman and now await God's influence an influx of families and kids. We have a sacred trust given to us by God, the blessing and responsibility of children in our midst. Children are not just the future of the church, they are an essential part of the church today. Their value, worth, and place in the body of Christ is not a peripheral matter. It is central to the very heart of God. As a community of faith, we must understand that Scripture says things about children, and we are to nurture, protect, and disciple them, because children are a blessing from the Lord. Psalm 127:3 says, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him." This world often sees children as burdens, interruptions, and projects to manage, but God declares them to be gifts, rewards, and heritage. In God's kingdom economy, children are never an accident. Every child, whether born into affluence or poverty, joy or hardship, is a divine gift. No one exemplified the value of children more than Jesus himself. In a culture where children were often seen as insignificant, Jesus uplifted and honored them. In Mark 10:13 through 16, people were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Notice, Jesus didn't just tolerate children. He welcomed them, blessed them, and held them in his arms. Notice that he became indignant when his disciples tried to send them away. That is a very strong word, indignant. Jesus became upset when children were turned away from him. I want to say one thing to parents or people hearing this devotion who may be older than typical parents. We might be of grandparent age, but let me tell you, grandparents are called to give to their grandchildren. Many of us are a generation away from the parents who will be bringing their children to church. We'll be two generations older than the children themselves. In a sense, we are spiritual grandparents. Paul esteemed grandparents. In 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul is writing to Timothy, a young pastor. He says, "I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." If you are a grandparent or of grandparent age and you see young parents and children coming to church, pick up the mantle. You are called to be grandparents to these little kids. It is our job to pass the faith on from generation to generation, as in Psalm 78:4, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. There is a sacred calling on every church to pass the faith to the next generation. This means more than Bible trivia and crafts. This means living the gospel before their eyes, teaching them how to pray, showing them what forgiveness looks like, involving them in worship, and helping them to walk with Jesus. If we do not raise up the next generation, the church will fade. But if we invest deeply in our children, we are ensuring a legacy of faith that outlives us all. So let the church rise for the children. Let's not neglect the little ones who come to the churches. Let's follow the heart of Christ who said, "Let the little children come and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." May our churches be places where children are welcomed, taught, protected, loved, and empowered. A place where children thrive in faith, hope, and love. Let's sow seeds of righteousness into young hearts, knowing that we are shaping the church of tomorrow and the church of today. This has been Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I have been your pastor for the day. God bless you.